Would you refer to them as squatters? Would they be considered squatters, or?
Well, you know, they've had in Mexico these, they called them parachutists because they were.
I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Because they just appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah, right. And they just squat on the property, and the government was tolerant of them, and actually gave them some property rights.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they would go squat on some big ranch, and eventually the government would give them titles to the property. Yeah.
Take it away from the rancher?
Right, right. Yeah. Or sort of a communistic.
That's kind of weird, yeah.
Socialistic deal.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Mm. What do you call?
But peons, you know, the poor Mexican is called a peon.
Mm-hmm.
The Mexican culture, which it to me is kind of interesting that. That Mexico has every bit as valuable resources as the United States,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the Spain came over and settled in Mexico, and the some dissident English and Dutch came and settled in Massachusetts and in Virginia and in the, what became the United States. And the Spanish objective was not to colonize but to plunder, really,
to
find the gold and the wealth, and with no thought of a permanent settlement, whereas the people that came to what became the United States came to make a home,
mm-hmm.
And you can just see the resultant difference,
mm-hmm.
And the two different cultures. And I'd fly over this area, and I'd look down at here's the river, and on our side here are these beautifully manicured fields and farms. And you'd look at them, beautiful homes and nice highways and quite an infrastructure. You'd look over there at this raunchy
mm-hmm.
Area that undeveloped and ragged and irregular. And there's the same amount of rain and the same sun, and absolutely no difference in the physical part, but here's one side of the river that's all highly developed, and the other side of the river that is still pretty undeveloped, and it was just the difference in the approaches of these two cultures,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the
resulting difference in the political systems.
Right, and so in Mexico, it ended up with a very few people owning the property,
mm-hmm.
and all of this mass of peons,
mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
there are very few patrons, and the result was an underdeveloped country,
mm-hmm.
with plenty of resources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always confused me about Mexico. It seems like such a rich place.
Yeah,
people are so poor.
What
do you call the people that work on a ranch that are not the ranch owners, but they just work for the ranch?
Well, they're the ranch hands, the cowboys.
Mm-hmm. What about people who work just with horses?
Well, they're basically called cowboys.
Okay. A person who digs gold out of the ground is a...
miner.
Okay. Who was...
prospector.
Okay. Is, who was the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
Mm-hmm. And...